Shaitan is real, and he can, Lil Nas and Wooden and many of these wouldn't do themselves wrong if they had some ruqya done to them. Bismillah, alhamdulillah, assalamu alaikum, greens of peace. How are you guys doing? Now there's Lil Nas.
Okay, guys, I see everybody's been talking about this shoe, and I just want to come forward and say,
let's Montero Hill. There's a lot of controversy, and rightfully so, regarding...
By Lil Nas X, unacceptable. As a mother, I need to speak out against this.
The shoe that you can see here being unpacked, where it has a Bible verse on it called the 666, Luke 10:18, and also that's what it's selling for, about $1,800, limited amount going out. And this guy, Lil Nas, and he's lap dancing the devil in his video. He wants to reclaim the narrative.
Like, I'm reclaiming this whole hell narrative. Like, okay, we're going to hell. Bet, let me go down there and let me be the baddest bitch in hell.
After, as he said, he sold his soul.
I sold my soul for about $55.
So he slides down a pole all the way down to the hellfire. And let's hear what else he has to say. In a quote, he says, I feel like we've come to a time in music where everything is nice and nothing is really cutting edge or starting conversations anymore. I want to be part of a conversation that actually applies to my situation and so many people that I know. I grew up in a pretty religious kind of home, and for me, it was all fear-based, very much. I guess he was probably coming from a Christian background, and everything was about fear, fear, fear. And now people go to the other spectrum. It's all about love, love, love. But in Islam, there's a balance. There's a balance. We live between the mercy of the creator of the heavens and earth and the fear. We don't want to earn his displeasure in the hellfire, which is real. And then at the same time, we don't go above and beyond and just say love, love, love. And now you're at the nightclub and you're doing all sorts of mischievous, bad things. All right, guys, now that you got to see the shoe coming out the box, you got the 666 on it, the Bible verse, and actually blood inside the shoe. This is just crazy. It's really crazy. It's the times we're living in. And for us, what lessons can we take? Number one, that Shaitan is real. And he can, Lil Nas and Wooden and many of these wouldn't do themselves wrong if they had some ruqya done to them, along with some exposure to Islam, humbling oneself and seeking the truth. Because this way of life, we know, it only leads to a decline of spirituality, of goodness, of, it's more of a corruption of the heart and the soul. And so what we can learn from this is to take the matter even more serious for us and for everybody. I mean, one person said that what convinced them that there is a creator, even though the signs are all around us, was that there had to be a devil. There had to be, because at one point he was collecting all the different clips, the news clips out there, and he saw one day decapitated woman, next day decapitated man, decapitated baby's head in the freezer, all, I mean, just horrific, evil, evil, evil crimes and things humans were doing. And he concluded there has to be a devil that's driving this, that's whispering to people, that's enticing people. So if there's a devil, there has to be a creator, there has to be a God. And this is what many of them want to do. They want to mislead you. They want to take you down that path as they've been misled. And if they continue in this direction, people like this, they will be lap dancing for the Iblis, the Shaitan, in the hellfire. In the Quran, the verbatim word of God Almighty, Allah is talking about the hellfire, which Lil Nas, whose real name is Montero Hill, I believe, he actually wants to go ahead and really take it to the next level. So he goes down a pole into the hellfire. You see, this is like mocking the whole thing. And then people take it as a joke. But the reality is that we're going to die. And at the end, there is a paradise and a hellfire. You can make all the jokes you want about it, but at the end of the day, you're going to be held to account. So now we can start the conversation. I think that's one positive thing. Let's talk about it. Let's talk about hellfire, because he's bringing it up. So a lot of times we're scared to talk about it.
Like, I'm reclaiming this whole hell narrative. Like, okay, we're going to hell. Bet, let me go down there.
You're apprehensive to talk about it, but the Quran is full of paradise and a hellfire, the mercy of God, and also you have the consequences. So this is a good opportunity to talk about many of these things to hopefully awaken, because what these are the cover-ups of the fitrah. These are the fitrah corruptors, these things that are being put out there. They corrupt the human fitrah, the innate disposition to obey God, to worship God, to be on the path that's pleasing to God. So now we have to combat that. And how? Because you see, when the society is just pushing all of this evil and all of this misguidance, then you end up getting affected by it. So another thing that we can take for him, one, take the matter of the hellfire and paradise serious, and the shaitan is working 24/7. So we should be under our ithqad. We should be making the du'as in the morning, in the night. We should be strongly connected to our Creator, and we should not deviate from that. We should make sure that we are building our fortress of protection, because as soon as you start slipping off, that's where you end up, most likely falling into these traps. So let's take the matter serious. Number two, what we can take from this, you know, the devil, Shaitan, since he's going to be in the hellfire for eternity, he asked and he received. He asked the Creator of the heavens and earth to give him spite, to give him time to the last day, that he was going to go ahead and be on a mission to misguide humanity. And God Almighty Allah gave him that. So now people like this are out there misguiding the youth, misguiding humanity. But now you have to ask yourself, as a Christian or as a Muslim, if you're listening to people like this, if you're listening to the rap stars, the musicians, and the music that many of times people don't understand, it's like a malware, these wind and string instruments and the songs. Now, if they were just, the lyrics were just put out there, you'd probably just reject this all outright. But what's happening, it's encapsulated in the musical instruments put in there, and now you're just bobbing your head and you're just moving around to the beats. But now the malware is getting into your system, into your heart, into your brain, and that's affecting you. And now your judgment is clouded. And this sometimes just takes a gradual time. It takes time slowly, but again, it's spreading like a cancer. So that's another lesson we could take from them. We should boycott this totally from our lives. We should stay away from anything that resembles this and keep our heart pure and work on purifying our hearts. Another thing is, when you follow this lifestyle and you follow this way, don't get fooled again by the outside appearance, by people who talk about they're mentally, spiritually strong like never before, and you look at them, it's show business. So they're going to show you what you want to see.
There's been so much growth, like beyond just, you know, the fame and fortune, like mentally, spiritually, I've grown so much.
How am I feeling today? I feel amazing. I feel thankful, blessed. Yeah.
But in reality, I've had many interviews with many different musicians and rappers, some so famous, some not so famous, and they say the same thing. It's all a mirage. It's all show. Their lives were the most miserable, and we see this. Many of are on drugs, alcohol addiction, suicide, galore. So when you open the door to this kind of deviance and this kind of behavior, what do we have? I mean, 20 million new STDs a year. Mental health problems galore. People on more drugs, more alcohol abuse. The breakdown of the family. I mean, every evil that you can imagine, it's skyrocketing. Now, is this contributing to it? Of course it is. Studies show that religious people live better lives. They have better mental health, family, society, etc. So you ask yourself, what is one thing, what do these kind of things produce? And then what does God consciousness, when you go towards your Creator, and this is what God Almighty wants for us. When we go towards our Creator, we live better lives. We feel better, not just on the outside, but also on the inside. And there's a verse from the Quran that God Almighty talks about, that the one who turns away from his remembrance will live a depressed life. So again, don't be fooled by what's shown on the outside, what's apparent.
Mentally, spiritually, I've grown so much.
You don't know. You have no idea. And I'm pretty sure that over time we will see, like many of these other people who are out there who go down this path, it starts to unfold and you start to see everything unfold in front of your eyes. The disaster, the life. Look at the Whitney Houstons, the Elvis Presleys at their time, who were the greats. And you will just see people like this declining slowly. So again, we'd love nothing more than Lil Nas and people like this to really take the matter seriously, take the matter of hellfire seriously, the matter of Jannah, paradise, and don't lose what God Almighty is offering you, that if you live a good, wholesome life, a pure life according to His will, not your desires, then this will be what your prize will be at the end. If you continue mocking the whole situation, you will end up, as you put yourself in that place, not just exploring it, making fun of it, making videos about it, riding down a pole, sliding down a pole into the hellfire, then a person will most likely end up, may God protect us all, from the hellfire. And I think we should be united in areas like this with the Christians, work together, because the Christians will have no better support than the Muslims, because we love and revere Jesus as one of the mightiest messengers. I mean, to, you know, insult him is a grave offense. So we stand with you in this, to boycott companies like Nike and others who go ahead and just put profits over integrity and dignity. And the good news is that Ramadan is right around the corner. So now this is the spiritual boot camp that you can cut off many of these vices. This is the shayateen, the main players out there are going to be locked down, and you have an opportunity during Ramadan to go ahead and to get to the gym, the spiritual gym, to increase your iman, to go ahead and rectify your affairs so you can get closer to your Creator, and you can go ahead and take this matter serious, inshallah, so we can get to Jannah. See you next time. So support us on our Patreon page. Subscribe, share this video far and wide so more people can benefit. We'll see you next time. Until then, peace be with you. Assalamu alaikum.